Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes the feeling is right. You fall in love for the first time. Heartbeat and kisses so sweet. Summertime love in the moonlight. I see I you, I see I yeah.
Wherever he is camping out tonight, therefore, he called to the bullpen, and who else? This is Cool Mike. Welcome to the program. I'm glad you are here on this July 5th, 2011. Special shout-out of thanks from Dr. Jones coming through me. Dr. Jones, if you go to the popularity section of the Blog Talk Radio Political Conservative, you will see Doc Jones' front page. He has returned for the first time since April. Well-deserved, Dr. Jones, C. Robert Jones, Ph.D. Conservative Review and Report, is a member of the Freedom Alliance Network. All righty. Well, well, well. With any further ado, let's talk about the President of the United States, Barack Obama, the king of community organizers. Well, this morning I was putting together some pieces for a future show that I'm actually going to do on my own. And I thought, you know, this would be a great time to air some of these out. Talk politics as usual, business as usual in Washington, D.C. for the president, who made all kinds of campaign promises. How's he doing on some of those? Hope, change, Oh yeah, no doubt changes happening. How about that hope and an awful lot of other type scenarios? I often wonder why it is we in this country sometimes we wait to the very last minute. Or no, sometimes it's too late to do anything. We don't nip it before it happens. We tend to be dragging ass around here, and that's really disturbing. I'm going to play a clip from the earlier debate of the Democratic primary prior to President Obama. This is during the 2008 run. And how is it when you don't answer questions, when the answer can be yes or no, but somehow you get a 5 to 10 paragraph, chapter of a book, and when it is complete, you still haven't answered the question. Makes me wonder just exactly what the president's talking about nowadays. I tell you, I cannot understand how it is that the president of the United States simply cannot answer a simple question. Here it is. This is a clip Dr. Jones actually uploaded. Are you ready for martial law?
Speaker, at the request of a time designated by the Speaker, on the legislative day of March 13, 2008, the secret session shall be dissolved.
Would the gentleman from Maryland yield to question?
Certainly. But you may want to stay.
Can you divulge to this House what is going to be discussed? Not the content of it, but the topic that's going to be discussed.
My presumption is, and I think that's accurate because of my discussions with the Republican whip, and the discussion will be with reference to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
And is it the debate that will take place regarding the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act? What would conceivably be the nature of that debate?
I can't tell you that.
When I ask the question, if you are aware of whether or not anything like this has happened before, with respect to, we're talking about specific legislation that is before this House, whether or not anyone, would the gentleman know, what is the precedent for this? Is this unprecedented that the House of Representatives would be meeting in secret preliminary to legislation that it intends to pass? It intends to pass. It intends to pass.
Well, well, well. It intends to pass. Can't happen here in the United States.
Reporting a little snippet on this. I didn't say too much about it because it was one of those closed door, behind the scenes, special meetings that they didn't tell you anything about. Okay, so I remember reporting on it and I said a little bit about it, but I didn't really get into the drift or the gist of what was happening there until today. Okay, because It has now crossed my desk. Actually, it's crossed my computer screen. But it has now surfaced because of some of our congressmen who have a conscience. Okay, the ones that have a conscience, that have a heart, that have some semblance of humanity.
Sense of humanity. Sense of conscience. All right, well, wait a minute. We're not done yet. We are not done because here's what a bill is like read before the United States. Remember transparency? We all remember that. C-SPAN. You're going to get 3 days in the internet. Yeah. Barack Obama, he's reaching out. He's reaching out. King of all chocolate Oreos, he's going to educate us dumb white folk and the black people who just don't see the light and everyone else. Perez is going to help us. Well, anyway, he's going to pass a transparent bill here. And you know what? I'm on Barack's side, so let's give him the benefit of the doubt and listen to Barack Obama having one of his bills read by a congressman or senator, I'm unsure. Transparency in its finest hour, my friend.
Congress shall now vote for approval of H.R. 8791, the Homeland Terrorism Preparedness Bill. Said bill requests emergency response funding up to and including, this section is classified, dollars to prepare for a national level terrorist attack and or attack from classified. Funding for first responder personnel and vehicles would be doubled if said attack leads to more than 80% of national population being affected by classified. This funding shall commence in conjunction with the first attack on classified or the first large-scale outbreak of classified, dependent upon which comes first. Civilian and military units shall be trained in containment and combat of classified, including irradiated classified, with possibility of classified airborne, classified flesh-eating, classified and or all of the above, in such event as classified spewing, classified escape, are released or otherwise become uncontrollable. Air Force units may also be directed to combat said classified due to their enormous size and otherworldly strengths. Should event occur in urban areas, that's classified, far surpassing our darkest nightmares. Should casualties exceed, classified body disposal actions shall be halted and associated resources shall be reallocated to classified underground, classified protected birthing centers. A new Bill of Rights shall be drafted and approved by classified. Having now reviewed the bill, I ask you to please cast your vote.
All right. Well, my friends, also part of our Freedom Alliance, let us welcome to the show. I have to say, hands down, probably today's show that she had was one of her very, very best. Anne Ubellis, welcome to the program.
You're so full of it, but I love you anyway.
Yeah, I sure am. New Bill of Rights. Isn't that nice of President Obama?
Is that not amazing?
Well, transparency, 3 days or so many of C-SPAN. You can log on your laptop at your convenience and review the bills. And
now, what bill number is this one? Because I really, truly have to write this one down.
Let me play it again. I think he says it right at the beginning. I've heard it so many times it actually is, I could probably quote it. Hang on.
Congress shall now vote for approval of H.R. 8791, the Homeland Terrorism Preparedness Bill.
Okay, 8791, the Homeland Terrorism Bill. Let's jump on and bring. We have Karen on the line, our beautiful friend from Idaho. Karen, welcome.
Hi.
Hey, it's nice to have you here, Karen. Transparency coming from the president, but everything's classified. And on top of that, a new Bill of Rights. Isn't that nice of them? Well, I hope he doesn't write it in Ebonics, because half of us might not be able to understand it. If they're fixing to write up a new Bill of Rights, they need to ask the American public for stuff like that. Oh boy, wait a minute. I think I'm being insensitive on Dr. Jones's show. So, I'm going to make sure I have permission to talk this way. Doc Jones, welcome.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, the show is going great. Wow. How is everybody?
Good. You want to explain to everyone why you're not in the captain's chair tonight?
Yeah, we are experiencing, I'm in Georgia today, and we're experiencing some very heavy storms, and right around 7:45, the internet went out, and then I waited for it to come back on. It did the same thing yesterday when I was in D.C., but now I'm in Georgia, and the power went out shortly thereafter. I mean, the power came back on, but the internet never did, so I gave Cool Mike a call, asked him if he could step in at the late hour, and he and you agreed, and I certainly do appreciate it. But right now, I mean, it's so bad out there. You know, the trees are swaying back and forth. If you go online, you'll see that we're having some really heavy storms here Georgia.
Where are you at? Because you're just south of my little hind quarters here.
I am in beautiful Suwanee, Georgia. It's about
31
miles. Where? Georgia.
No, where in Georgia?
Suwanee. S-U-W-A-N-E-E.
All right, where is that in relation to Savannah?
It is west. It's west. It's about 31 miles. No, it's approximately, it's exactly 31 miles north of Atlanta.
Okay. So actually, that storm may be hitting me in a couple hours then. That's why I'm asking you. Because I'm here in Beaufort, South Carolina, just over the Georgia border.
Beautiful Marine base over there. One of my first duty stations. I was a pilot there. Yeah, I love it. Folks walking around barefoot over there. Strangest thing. I've never actually seen that before. On dirt roads, too.
But I'll tell you what. Well, what a surprise. People walking around barefoot in the south on dirt roads.
I just never seen it actually. And, you know, I heard about it, but I just never seen it. But yeah, I'm in Suwanee, Georgia, and the storms are pretty bad. It got a lot of thunder and lightning out here, but it's kind of cool.
Well, that means I'm looking for a storm coming up my end then.
Were you, Doc Jones, were you able to hear me playing the amendment, the classified amendment?
Yeah, and I thought, I thought about that earlier today. And, you know, there's so much talk going on with, you know, Democrats suggesting that the president bypass Congress and just do either perform either a signing statement, execute a signing statement, or an executive order bypassing Congress in at least two or three key issues that are coming up. The debt limit. There's been some suggestion that the president can interpret the Constitution to read that he could increase the debt limit on his own. Without the approval of Congress, without the consent of Congress, without Congress being involved at all, and it's also being suggested that he grant blanket amnesty. A congressman stood up and demanded that the president grant blanket amnesty, bypassing Congress altogether. These are dangerous times we're living in right now, with all that's going on, where folks are suggesting that the president not follow the rule of law, not follow the Constitution, but bypass the Constitution altogether, and act as a king, as a monarch. Isn't that what our forefathers, our founding fathers, fought to get away from,
and
what we celebrate on the 4th of July?
Amen, amen. Doc, you said it right. And what people also have ignored is Senate Bill 679, which now makes the Senate has actually passed it. It's now gone to the House, where the Secretary of the Treasury will no longer be confirmed through Congress, but be a presidential appointment. Hello, we got a major problem with this one, and it's being slipped in, and it's already passed
Chuck
the Senate,
Schumer.
And now it's going to the House. Secretary of the Treasury no longer being a constitutional Senate appointment?
Well, Chuck Schumer doesn't think so. That's the thing.
It's not Chuck Schumer. It's Schmuck Schumer.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think we're getting so far away from that actual Constitution. I think that with the senator that you had today on your show, Annie, that basically said, I asked him a question, and here's exactly basically what he said. He said, I think we're headed in the right direction. However, if Barack Obama is reelected, he said, I think it's game over. And I have to agree. I think this next year is a desperate time for those who love freedom and democracy.
Well, didn't Senator DeMint say the very same thing, too? He did.
I'm not sure. You tend to like Senator DeMint a lot more than me.
Senator DeMint said the very same thing. He said, if we do not take back the Senate and the presidential seat in 2012, we may never come back to what we know as America.
That may be. Area code 239, welcome to the C. Robert Jones Conservative Review. Hello, you are on the air. Area code 239.
I think they went to the bathroom.
Yeah, maybe. But Karen, do you want to weigh in? Karen from Idaho, do you want to weigh in?
Well, the only thought I had was maybe y'all need to come to Idaho, because the only time I have an interruption in my internet is when I forget to pay the bill.
Ouch. That hurt. That stung right there. You stung me.
That's
out.
Cold. That is cold. That is some cold, cold
point
stuff.
At what point do we realize as taxpayers that we are getting closer and closer to an awful lot of possibilities here. Number one is we could be thrown into a socialist state, moving much faster, rapidly to a communist state. Number two, an actual full-scale revolution, probably for the first time in our country's history. We have some troops that may disobey the president. Clearly, this president he's not loved. So it's a lot, how do I say this? It would be a lot easier for the domino effect to go against President Obama than it would have been, say, a president like a Ronald Reagan or an Eisenhower, who just gendered and earned such great respect among the troops, whereas Barack Obama doesn't have that. I'll throw that first to you, Dr. Jones, and we'll move it down.
Well, you're exactly right, because we see right now the president is bucking almost every single traditional trend that America has adhered to for the last 200 years or so, especially with more specifically the last 20 to 30 years. He is isolating our friends, our allies, England, France, and most importantly, Israel. There is talk that the president is, if he is reelected, that he will no longer be adhered to, answer to his constituency, especially the Jewish constituency. That part of his constituency, he will no longer be beholden to anyone, and he can make unilateral decisions based on his obvious distaste for Israel. I'm not sure what sort of grudge he's holding against Israel right now, but apparently they're going to go ahead and step that up with this coming election. I don't know what's going on with the Jewish people here in the United States of America, but clearly Barack Obama is no friend of Israel. He's no friend of the UK. He's no friend of France. Who's he siding with? I mean, it seems to me the American people are waking up. But I'm not sure if we'll be fully awake before it's too late. This guy has to be stopped. He has to be defeated in 2012 for us to return to any semblance of what America should be, once was, and should be from here on out. It's my opinion that Barack Obama's
plan to fundamentally transform the United States of America is working for him right now, and it has to be stopped. If, in fact, we do not retake the presidency in 2012, we are pretty much done. The only thing that we could possibly hope for if he remains president for four more years is that we at least take the Senate. That way, he will be forced, at least for the next 4 years, to deal with the House and the Senate. But even then, Democrats are shouting to the rafters for the president to bypass Congress altogether and either go with signing statements or executive orders to get what he wants through. And I think that if he does that, he's going to do it once too often, and there will be a revolt in this country. There will be civil disturbances. There will be civil war in this country because we have not forgotten that this is what our ancestors fought to get away from.
Wow. No doubt about it. Annie.
Wow. Doc said it a mouthful. He said an awful lot of truth right there. And when I did my little speech yesterday at the Tea Party, and I said what they cannot legislate, they will adjudicate, they will regulate, and they will pass through executive order. And it is true. It is true. And you have a lot to fear. And this is one of the reasons why I said we must take back not only the Senate, but the presidency. Because if you take back the Senate and not the executive seat, what happens is they will do an executive order to bypass all of our rights and liberties. And it is actually amazing, and I'm sorry if I sound a little flabbergasted, because it really is amazing. This is not the America I was born into. This is not the America I woke up to. This is not the one the very first time I voted into. It has become a new, different nation, and unfortunately, people coming into the age of voting don't realize the rights and liberties that are no longer there. They never had them, so they don't miss them. If they don't have them, then what are they going to fight for? But those of us that have known them and enjoyed them, and if we fight for them, they're going, oh, a bunch of old cronies, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. This is now the American Idol Society. And if it's not on TV and TV doesn't tell you this is okay, well, you know what? So what? It's a very, very scary time. And how do we awaken this love and beauty of freedom and liberty in these kids? How do we awaken that? This is the question. How do we awaken that? How do we show them what they are losing, what they have lost? Not losing, but what we have already lost. How do we awaken in that? Doc, tell me, how do we awaken in that?
Well, I tell you what, I don't know. I don't know. I think that, like as I've said all along, these are dangerous, dangerous times for America, and we need to be educated. We need to get people out, starting with supporting the Republican Party, the Tea Party, the Conservative Party, anybody who is Reagan-esque. Anybody who talks like Reagan, thinks like Reagan, wants to be like Reagan, those are the people we should support. I mean, we should support people who are all about America and America's freedom, anti-government. We need to be very vigilant right now. Whatever time we can spare as individuals, we need to spare it and help to defeat Barack Obama in 2012.
Amen. Karen?
Well, I think that a lot of people in my community are getting more active. I happened to stop in the Republican Party meeting, and I couldn't believe how fired up those people were. So I think people are kind of starting to wake up. Hopefully it's not too little too late. But, yeah,
well,
I,
it's a,
I think we need to start a mail campaign to our congressman. I got a response from my congressman today. I was complaining about not being able to sell raw milk. And he, you know, I think I complained to him a month ago, but at least he did respond, you know. So he's a good man. He's just busy. But, yeah, we need to get a letter-writing campaign and things like that to our congressman and let them know that they need to start working for us.
Is that federal? Karen, is that a federal issue about not being able to sell raw milk?
Yeah, you can't sell it across state lines for human consumption. It's illegal to sell raw milk for human consumption, especially across state lines. So did you hear about that Amish farmer about a month ago got arrested for selling raw milk to somebody? I think he was in Pennsylvania, and they had this one-year-long sting operation set up to catch him, an Amish farmer selling milk.
So we set up a sting operation to catch somebody selling raw milk.
Yeah.
Okay.
He sold it across state lines.
Boy, these people better pray. They better pray I never make it to the White House. I'll tell you.
President. You want me to run for office now? I'm going to be campaign manager now here, Cool Mike. I just put you on the line. I am your campaign manager. You are now running for president.
Annie, that's the thing, is that there's a look. You kind of have an obligation to that area down in your area where there's an opening. For me running for president, Annie, I would love to. But as they say in the realistic community, I've left the trail. Wait a minute, Annie.
World's tiniest violin is now playing for you, Mike.
No, Annie. I don't know if you ever watched The Wire, Annie, the TV show, but I know Doc Jones has, or if Karen has watched it. But as Bubbles once put, I left a trail of fire behind me. Anyone ever dig that trail of fire up of mine, I ain't going anywhere. Bottom line is that here we have the president making all these changes. The scarier part is that almost 100% of his Congress that are Democrats, almost 100% of his Senate of the Democrats, are all pushing. Assisting, aiding, and abetting are an awful lot of Republicans in this situation. So what Doc said is legit. We have to look for those candidates who don't necessarily have a D or R next to their name, but have those characteristics that make those individuals the special type candidates that Ronald Reagan was and many, many other candidates who we are seeing, especially the one that Annie had today. Annie, what was the name of that guy, the state senator you had today on your show?
His name is State Senator Tom Davis. And he represents my district here in Beaufort, South Carolina. He's a fantastic guy. He is absolutely strongly conservative. And when he says he does something... Now, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but Joe that was calling in from Montana, he's flyover, isn't he? On the internet?
No. Flyover has his own show. Joe is the guy, Joe Skype. He's the guy with Perry Steele. He used to call in from the Perry Steele show.
Okay.
All the time.
Well, he was awesome because he kept on trying to trap Joe into, you know, saying that he was a rhino, and he tried every which way Sunday, and he could not get Tom to prove he was a rhino. And Tom Davis is actually the person that we're trying to recruit here in South Carolina to run for Lindsey Graham's seat. And if he takes that over, you will not only have a super conservative in Joe DeMint, you will have now Tom Davis, and they will be two peas in a pod.
Yeah, I certainly have to say I liked both of those candidates. Doc Jones, the floor belongs to you.
Is Lindsey Graham retiring? I didn't know that.
To make him retire.
Oh, you're trying to retire him. I see. Okay, very good. Very good. Well, you know what? We how many seats are we shy in the Senate? I think four or five from taking the Senate.
Well, Doc, that's just to make it a Republican majority. There's an awful lot of Republicans that are not who we want in there. I mean, we need at least about 10 very strong type conservatives who we know will stand up to the majority, because 10 can sway votes slowly but surely.
You need a super majority.
The Republican majority. That's we have people like Mitch McConnell and many others that they just need to go. They've been around for so long, and I think your senator said it the best, Annie. Once you've been there so long, you've become part of the system. You become just like the machine that you just go with the flow, because you've been playing the game so long that basically you're playing ball with everybody.
Exactly. And like I said, you need the super majority. You don't need just the majority, but you need the super majority. And one of the things I had mentioned when I was talking at the Hilton Tea Party yesterday is that I was telling them to arm yourselves with moral integrity and true conservative family values. But I also told them, above all, demand that from your elected officials. If they don't give that to you, I told them, send the rhinos packing. And this is what we have to do. We have to send the rhinos packing.
Yeah, there needs to be some fear in their hearts if they even consider certain levels of compromise with the Democrat Party, because as we've seen over time, Republicans tend to bend over backwards to compromise with Democrats, and Democrats have come to expect this sort of weakness from Republicans, and they believe that all they have to do is talk tough, hold out, threaten, cajole, and at some point, before it's too late, the Republicans will cave in and give in and compromise with Democrats. This is not the time for compromise. This is not the time for caving.
Well, this is the major problem with conservatives, because we have been the silent majority for too long, and the problem is that we've always gone with the flow. And being conservative, you always turn around and take tiny steps. You don't want to push. You don't want to push the envelope, and you'll always go. But when suddenly someone just pushes you too far, that's when conservatives turn around, they hit their back to the wall, and we're going to push back. At this point, they pushed us too far. We've hit the wall. We're now pushing back, and we want to go back to that part. And unfortunately, what I hope we do not do is hit that center of the road. We don't want to hit the center of the road. We want to push it over the center of the road to the point where they're going to have to push us back to get over to the middle road. You know what? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and not just that, Annie, but Dr. Jones, yourself, myself, many others, we have to be like the Democrats, these absolute liberals. They are so proud. Their body is swelling, and it's overflowing with the pride of liberalism and the sickness of communism. They just brag and they can't. We have to be so proud to be conservative. You know, it's almost like, oh, you're a conservative, like it's bad. You know, we need to tell them, yes, we are fiscal conservatives, and guess what? We're very proud of it. Stick that in your ass and send them packing. And the bottom line is, when you compromise conservatism, you're compromising the values that we hold dear. I mean, would a Christian, okay, well, let's say, for example, I'm a true believer in Christianity, a Bible thumper, as they say. Well, okay, I can let my daughter or whoever's boyfriend spend the night, or they can move in here. No, you would never see that from a true Christian. Well, we have to be true conservatives. We cannot compromise, period. And I think one of the reasons people saw Reagan as kind of uppity or snobby or whatever, you know, he said it the best, put up or shut up. Done.
Exactly. And, Doc, you'll agree with me, because we – and you are a military man, and you will agree with me, because we are in a war. It's actually a war of tyranny against slavery. This is actually tyranny of big government, the nanny state, against our God-given given natural rights. Actually, this is a war of a moral America against the ethics of the status. It's the ethical man who knows what is right and the moral man who does what is right. And this is a war against socialism.
Very. It's a war against communism.
What's that?
This is full-fledged communism. Hey, Karen, you got to hush. I hear a lot of background noise. Calm them kids down.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
Sorry. We're watching Shirley Temple.
Oh, awesome.
Did you say you're drinking a Shirley Temple?
We're drinking Shirley Temple's watching Shirley Temple on TV.
Well, we know Annie's not drinking Annie's not drinking no Shirley Temple. That we already know. You know, kind of funny, the first time, not to change the subject, but the first time, Doc, I reached out to Annie was the same time I reached out to you when I wanted to introduce people to the other Blog Talk shows. Well, so we introduced Annie on, and she gets on there. Her and Perry, I said, are you okay? She goes, yeah, I was just having a drink of my martini. And Perry's like, oh, yeah? Well, what you using? So they're going on and on about what kind of liquor to use and whatever and wine coolers and spritzers. And I'm like, hello? Anyone remember why we're here? And Perry's like, I'll put some of that on the barbecue. It tastes really good. You ever drink some? I'm just like, oh, listen to these two.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I was there for that.
Oh.
I'll drink to
that. We'll have to go back to the archive. Anyway, back to the business at hand. Listen to this. Here is the president, prior to even being president, asked a simple question in the debate regarding illegals. And listen, how come you can't answer a question? Cool Mike, are you in favor of this or not? Yes or no? How come you can't answer it yes or no? Listen to this. And, you know, Wolf Blitzer is kind of a douchebag himself. You need to stop these people. A true journalist will say, whoa, stop. That's not what I asked. But anyway, but listen how he just – this is such a political answer.
Let's talk about the issue. Senator Obama, I want to ask you about immigration. It's an important issue in this state in particular. There are between 100,000 to 200,000 illegal immigrants here in Nevada. And you've supported various benefits for illegal immigrants, including driver's licenses and in-state college tuition. What do you say to those Americans who say they are losing out because you would give benefits to people who broke the laws of this country, who came here illegally? And then more generally, as president, where do you draw the line when it comes to benefits for illegal immigrants?
I would say that they're justified in feeling frustrated because this administration, the Bush administration, has done nothing to control the problem that we have. We've had 5 million undocumented workers come over the borders since George Bush took office. It has become an extraordinary problem. And the reason the American people are concerned is because they are seeing their own economic position slip away. And oftentimes, employers are exploiting these undocumented workers. They're not paying the minimum wage. They're not observing worker safety laws. And so what we have to do is create a comprehensive solution to the problem. Now, I have already stated that as president, I will make sure that we finally have the kind of border security that we need. That's step number one. Step number two is to take on employers. Right now, an employer has more of a chance of getting hit by lightning than be prosecuted for hiring an undocumented worker. That has to change. They have to be held accountable. And when we do those things, I believe that we can take the undocumented workers, the illegal aliens who are here, get them out of the shadows, make sure that they are subject to a stiff penalty, make sure that they're learning English, make sure that they go to the back of the line so they're not getting an advantage over people who came here legally. And when we do that, I think that we can, instead of shedding all this heat, start shedding some light on the problem, and we can once again be a nation of laws and a nation of immigrants. That's what I intend to do as President of the United States. All right.
That goes on a little further, but we'll stop it there. Doc Jones, you know of any employers that have been shut down or arrested for hiring any illegals under Barack Obama?
No, I do not. I do not. Not at all. In fact, it's my understanding that the Obama administration is openly courting the Hispanic vote by means of allowing
folks to cross the border unimpeded, and even to the point of costing lives of American citizens who live along the border, most notably the two or three lives that were lost most recently, just these past couple of months, the past 3 months or so. So Barack Obama is talking one, he's doing what folks in the conservative media are saying is a head fake. He's saying one thing and doing another.
Well, not just that. Driver's licenses for illegals. And he talks about, well, we did that so they get insurance. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, oh, my goodness. I mean, okay, on top of that, in-state tuition for illegals. So that means if somebody lives in California lifelong and wants to go to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, an illegal will get a better tuition rate than a person who has lived, an American citizen, just prefers to go to another university. I mean,
yeah.
Talk about, see, Andy, we're not moving towards socialism. This is a full-fledged communist, because he's also trying to make law by executive order. So basically, he wants to be the Supreme Soviet, absolutely and without discussion. Now, that is that's a total communist, communist-type takeover. The sad part about it is you have people like Pelosi and many others. They're his knights in shining armor. They will defend Barack Obama and liberalism till their grave. I mean, they feed off it.
Is that not exactly what I just said? If they cannot legislate, they will regulate, adjudicate,
yep,
and pass an executive order.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's very, very true. Go ahead, Jeff.
I see a scenario where we're going to have a mass rioting, demonstrations in Washington, D.C., in the Capitol within the next few months. Certainly within in 2012, there are going to be conservatives against liberals. There are going to be liberals on one side, conservatives on the other. There's going to be a march on Washington like you've never seen if this president has his way. If he starts writing, issuing signing statements and executive orders, bypassing the Congress, we are going to see in our lifetime a revolution in this country where it's not the North against the South, but it's going to be a situation where we're going to have conservative against liberal. There's going to be a groundswell of support on both sides for their agenda and how they want to see America fundamentally transformed. And there's going to be on the conservative side, Americans who are traditionalist Tea Party Americans, and we're going to have a clash of the titans, if you will. And Barack Obama will have been the author of all of this. And
he's the author of the Civil War.
He's the author of the next Civil War, and the situation is ironic in its concept, because this was the guy who was supposed to transcend all of this. The liberals built him up to be this godlike figure, a man who was going to transform Washington. There weren't going to be any blue states or red states, Democrat or Republicans. It's all about the United States of America. And he has lived up to the total opposite of all of that. Talk about transparency. It has been proven through process that this president is the most secretive president that has been around in decades.
Amen.
Well, yeah, and in that piece I played earlier, where it's Dennis DeConcinich, of all people, a very liberal, who is basically confronting these people. You mean to tell me you were meeting in secrecy and you planned on passing a legislation? I mean, that's a perfect example, Doc. And this whole bit of C-SPAN and transparency, and it was all another one of those, all a bunch of slogans and labels to get them elected. I find it amazing that in that piece I played, Barack Obama is blaming George Bush. How many illegals have entered this country since Barack has been president? How many employers have been prosecuted? Basically, he's lying. He's just an outright – when you lie pathologically like Barack Obama on whatever the issue is, you almost get to a point where you believe yourself so much, you think everyone else is as stupid. And George Bush kind of got that way too. But the bottom line is that people hopefully will wise up to the fact that this country is headed way in the wrong direction. And we need to – this next presidential election I think has to be as important. I don't know when the last time America was in deep trouble, but it has to be taken along those lines.
I've never seen in my lifetime, and I'm sure Doc is about the same age as I am from the way he speaks, but in my lifetime, I have never seen our country. I've gone through the Vietnam War and everything else. I've never seen it in such a crisis. And I thought the Vietnam War with the withdrawal and the fall of Saigon, and oh my God, never forget those images. They are forever burned into my head. And going through Jimmy Carter with the crisis, with the energy crisis and everything else, I have never seen our country this bad. And I never thought I would ever see it this bad. And from the day I graduated high school, I've always been active in, not a politically active, but vocal in what I've said. This is, in my life, in the last 2 years, it's the first time I've actually become politically active. I've always written editorials, written articles, called in, wrote letters, whatever. This is the first time in my life I felt it necessary for me to step up into the arena and take a physical front. I would not be here on Blog Talk Radio if it was not to the fact I felt that we needed to turn this country around. And that's why I'm here, honestly.
Yeah. Ditto's
for all of us. I think in many, many ways, Dr. Jones is a veteran, feels it's almost an obligation at this point in his career in the retirement stage to reactive himself as an oath keeper.
Jesus, I'm an oath keeper too, and you put retirement stage. I swear, Mike, you come down here, I'm going to bitch slap you.
Wait a minute. You are, didn't you retire from the police, New York NYPD?
Yeah, you don't have to rub it in, you know? Some
oh
of us people are afraid.
I'd love to be retired, I'll tell you that right now. If I were retired, I would run for office.
I still
don't. Anyway, that's
proud a retiree.
Don't have to rub
Lord
it in.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You can't win for trying. Karen in Idaho, you want to weigh in here?
Well, I just want to say that our president has done exactly what he promised us. When he was campaigning, he promised us change.
Yeah.
And that's what we've got.
Nope. Yeah, and I,
no
know,
doubt
and
about
I,
that.
Karen,
I always thought that...
Get on.
Yeah, right. I always thought this whole idea of change, when Barack Obama talked about it and how folks were saying, yeah, we need change, we need change. Just because you say change doesn't mean it's a good thing. Change is not obviously change does not automatically mean for the good. And I don't understand why people change from what to what he never said. And now we're getting exactly that change, and it's not change we can, it's not change I believe in. And I'll tell you what right now, I believe that Barack Obama's chances for winning re-election are minimal, and I take heart from that. But conservatives have to really step up just to be sure. This guy doesn't have a record to run on that's any good at all. All the news that's coming out about his stimulus plan and all the other things that he wants to do is all bad. It's all bad. He hasn't done anything really good for this country since he's been in office. He has no record to run on, and the only thing he can run on right now is Republicans who are going against his plan, conservatives, the GOP, who are resisting his ruling of America. And we
need Mitt Romney. He's not going to do it for me. He's not going to do it for us. We need a really solid candidate running for president to defeat this guy. Michelle Bachmann, yeah, she's hot. She's pretty. She's beautiful. She's well-spoken. She's a powerful woman. All the things I like in a woman, by the way. But she's not going to beat Barack Obama. She's not going to beat him.
So, yeah? In other words, Doc, if if I lose about maybe another 10 pounds and about 20 years, I'd be your babe.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying that. I'm sure you're just fine just as you are. But
kiss ass now.
He was doing that to me earlier, Annie, and he wasn't doing very good at it.
Mike,
Doc.
Mike, I got one thought, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Because you're all talking about change. This is Barack Obama's idea of change. He's going to take the average taxpayer, you, me, the average taxpayer, the change is he's going to turn you upside down, shake you until all the change comes out of your pocket. He's going to scoop it up and go, ooh, boy, I can now pay the tax bill.
Yeah. That's basically about it. 3 minutes to go. Closing statements. Let's start with Karen in Idaho.
I can't say what's on my mind, but I think that I'm really looking forward to our next election year, and I still like John McCain, and I would vote for him again.
Oh, God. Well, Karen, come to our show tonight, the GGT, and we will discuss that. Oh, my God. Annie, Southern Sense. Oh, Lord, help us.
Well, actually, Karen, oh, please, girl, one day you and I have to really sit down and talk.
I think we lost her. She was on, I think. Anyway.
She's a sweet lady.
Go ahead.
But you know what? I have faith in our future, and I'm going to fight for our future. And I'm not going to be turned around and told by anyone that it's too depressing not to fight for. We got this country because we fought. We're going to keep this country because we're going to fight again. And I'm in the forefront of fighting. I don't care if it's going to cost me my Social Security or my pension. I will be there to fight.
Annie, will you do me a favor, too, when I'm on your show? Don't disconnect me like 5 minutes before it ends. Just keep me on hold there. Because whenever I say, okay, Annie, great show, next thing I know I'm hearing, if you need a discount on Windows. This Windows, I'm like, what?
Okay, I did not disconnect you. You were on hold.
No, sorry, Annie. You lose. Wait a minute. Quickly, a Skype caller, 111111. You're welcome. Skype caller?
Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
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 Hello, Skype. Hello. Anyway, Jones, closing statement. I think we lost him.
Yeah, closing statement. I agree with Annie 100%. I'm going to be devoting all of the rest of this summer, this fall, to educating people in my various neighborhoods, the places I live, the 3 or 4 places I live. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be vocal. When Barack Obama says, talk to your friends, knock on doors, get moving, all that stuff he's saying, I'm going to be doing all that, except I'm going to be doing that for conservatives, for Republicans. I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to talk to everybody who is like-minded, and even those who aren't, because I believe that we're going to need an awful lot of middle-of-the-road people, a lot of independents to sway this next election. It's all about the future of the United States of America and where we are now, where we have been, and where we're going.
Amen to that. Also, in our chat room, I'd like to welcome everyone. Antoinette, Beach Bum, we have a guest, Mr. Truth, New 122, Nikki, Sarah, Southern Sunsets, Annie, and Tabitha. Also, LSU Conservatives, that is Emily and Sarah. They are going to join the Freedom Alliance. They are cheerleaders for the LSU Tigers, and they're also Playboy Energizer Bunnies. They are going to do a blog talk show. They're going to join the Freedom Alliance. once they get back onto campus, they are going to have a blog talk show, and they are going to help the campus spew with that evil conservative disease. 15 seconds to go. On behalf of Doc Jones and the Freedom Alliance Network, thank you for joining us. Join TNT Conservatives program. That should be next. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.